All right, everybody.
Radio.
We're going to do something a little different this evening. Shalom, family. You know, we've been a crazy, crazy day. And if you look in the description box, we're going to be on the air, and I'm going to be taking your phone calls tonight. So the call-in number is area code 657-383-0327. And we're going to talk about the mass shooting that took place out in Las Vegas 10 o'clock last night. Hello, family. Good to see everybody out here. Just look in the description box if you're interested in calling in. And let's just chop it up a little bit about what happened today. And yes, I got hit with a lot of trolls, and I can tell you it was a learning experience. It just goes to show you how many Caucasoids were listening to my videos all this time. And that video that I put out where I put them on blast about always talking about, you know, especially black people being the most violent, brought them out of the woodwork. I'm glad it did, because for the first time I was able to identify the ones that have been trolling me all along. And believe it or not, a lot of them were subscribed to me, literally following me. So it was a beautiful thing that they all came out like roaches. I got to block them all. So it was a good thing. And it just goes to show you how they're so interested in what black people have to say and how we feel. Now, for people that are supposed to be just 13% of the population, they seem to be very concerned about how we feel and the things that we say. You ever notice that? That's how I know we are way bigger than what we're being told. If we were so small, why would you be concerned about such a small group of people? It makes no sense. Makes no sense, ladies and gentlemen. So, if you're interested in talking, I would love to hear from you. You know, it would be nice to hear some of your voices. But tell me, yeah, that's how I feel, Nubia, Niani, fuck the trolls. Seriously, screw them. And you know what was the funny part about the whole thing? When they were trolling my channel earlier this morning, I kid you not, they all practically said the same exact thing. It was nothing different, nothing unique. It just goes to show you when they go on the defense, how they stay on code, and they don't break that code. They stay on code, even if they all sound stupid. They all stay on code anyway. But it's a beautiful thing. I'm just glad I know who they are, and, you know, there's no turning back. Yeah, they walk in lockstep. And the thing is, it's no point in talking to one, because if you talk to one, you really spoke to all of them. You know, what's the difference? If you talk to one, you talk to them all, because they have nothing unique to say. They all said the same thing, that he was not a terrorist. And I was like, okay, so when all those people hit the ground and they were, or they were trying to run for cover, they weren't feeling terrorized, you know? And then another thing they were saying was, oh, he was just a shooter, not a terrorist. Now, how dumb was that? And of course, and then of course they blame me for racism. Yeah, I was the one perpetuating racism for centuries in America. You know, they can try to deflect that mess all they want. There is nobody that have been practicing racism, white supremacy, as long as they have on this earth. They can't transfer that onto no one. Yeah, I guess it does, Dark Star. I guess it does. Yeah, they insist that he was not a terrorist. You know, if not a terrorist, then what the hell is he, a shooter? What is a shooter? Okay. Well, those people were awfully scared and looked terrorized by the shooter. So I just thought that was interesting. And you know what the sad part is? It now takes the shift off of what was going on with the NFL and even Puerto Rico. I mean, they have just completely ignored Puerto Rico, and those folks are down there starving to death. Exactly. They will handle the whole situation with kid gloves. We all know this. You know, it's the usual thing that we have seen over and over and over. And then a couple of them, well, there haven't been a shooting since Dylann Roof. That's a damn lie. If you remember earlier in the spring, you had the shooter out there on the baseball field down there in, what was it, Virginia? And I remember even on the same day, there was another shooting, I think in Oregon, at a FedEx. So no, it's not just the one shooting. It's been multiple shootings, multiple. Well, yeah, you know, the usual, oh, he was a bad apple, lone wolf, he acted alone. Oh, he was a trouble. He had a troubled past. Oh, he's mentally ill. Oh, everything was wrong with him. But, you know, they don't accept any of those reasons from black people. So why should we accept that from them? Yeah, and they said he was like 80 miles away from where he lived. He actually lived in Nevada. And he probably started shooting after listening to that terrible country music and decided he was fed up and just started shooting everybody. But it's amazing how you know, the media not one time called this guy a terrorist. Not one time did they do it. He was never referred to that way. Nobody called him a thug. No one said he was a terrorist. It was just the usual, you know, like everybody is saying, you know, handling him with kid gloves and being careful with their words when talking about him. No, they can't. And I think that's why the Black Lady of Chaos and Havoc, that's why they came to my channel coming on so strong, because they can't control the narrative like they used to because of social media. And actually, social media put the news out a lot quicker than mainstream media now. So, no, high running stream, we they have no control, and that's part of the problem. They can't control the narrative. So if you put something out there about them being violent, they get all upset. Oh, when I put out my video, putting them on blast, I got called all kinds of niggers. But see, I don't care about that. That doesn't affect me. They're wasting their time. Yeah, well, you know, the funny part is, speaking of the sun, I was putting everything together on my other channel into playlists, and I got to the sunburn stuff, and I realized, you know, how much they are really, really looking for ways to darken themselves up. And then I came across that freak of nature, that, what's that woman, the one that's getting those melanin injection, Marlena Big, I think her name is. And she was talking about every 3 months she has to go back to her doctor to, you know, to keep the melanin injections going, because it actually starts fading after about 3 months. She said, and she got to keep going back and getting the injections. Well, you know what? You know what it is, Dark Star Transmission? They look bad to the entire world. See, the bottom line is they went all over this globe telling everybody that the black people were so terrible, the black people were so violent, the black people are just, oh my God, we're the worst thing that ever happened, right? But through the years, and it's not just me that noticed this, even when I go on to the foreign sites and look at the foreign news, they say the same thing. They keep talking about blacks being violent, but every time you see violence in the news, it's them. If it's not the police shooting, it's one of them, or they're killing each other. Or you got these mass shooters. Or there's some pedophile. Or there's some white guy raping a woman. It's always them. Every time you see something violent and heinous in the news, it's always their face, but they keep insisting it's black people. You know, and it's getting pointed out. In fact, I went on Russia Today. Even the Russians were telling them, nope, every time we see violence, it's you white people. It's you white people. And, of course, they were getting mad, but it's the truth. You know, I kid you not, the next time there's a shooting of a black man or a shooting or any kind of mass shooting, just always take notice. The shootings are always them. You know, they're looking for any kind of war, whether it's a war abroad or a race war at home. They're looking for any kind of war. And the way their numbers are declining, I would think they can't even afford to be in a war and lose people. They're not reproducing worth a damn. No, in fact, they would have named him right away and talked about his rap sheet or his mental health, or plastered the black man all over the damn TV all day and all night. Well, the beginning, they need to get out of the military and use their knowledge to protect the black community. If you're going to be of use and you got military training, be of use to your community. You know, Dark Star Transmission, I don't think they got the guts to blow this planet up like that. You know, they may talk all that shit, but you're talking about the most cowardly people to ever live. Well, yeah, S. Wiseman, I wasn't even paying them any mind. In fact, I was laughing at all their posts because they were generally saying all of the same things. well, you can't, this is what divides everybody. I'm not doing nothing to divide a damn soul. Your division, the divisions in America started centuries ago. It didn't start because I opened my mouth. Yeah, they get practically everything from Africa. Almost everything you touch in your house came from Africa. Europe don't have no damn resources. If Africa cut them off, they would be doomed. You know, they've been just playing mind tricks on everybody for centuries. You know, and the ones that are awoke will be fine. Unfortunately, the ones that are asleep or refuse to see these people for the evil that they show, those are the ones that are doomed. It is no waking up a coon. I'm sorry, it's just no waking them up. You know what? I think they're too cowardly to do it. I hear what you're saying, but I believe they are too cowardly to do anything like that. Yeah, I don't think so. I think America will get nuked by another country, or one of America's allies will get nuked, you know, because unfortunately we got Trump in office and Trump just offends everybody and he doesn't care. You know, dark transmissions, you know what? They're too scared to fight a ground war. Look how long, even over in Iraq and Afghanistan, how long they have done airstrikes. They're petrified of getting down on that ground and doing a real battle with a country. They would prefer to be up in the air and dropping a whole bunch of bombs down on poor people. Yeah, but it's going to fail because now, you know, yeah, they have been using the military for a long time to stay on top. But a lot of countries, if you notice, are coming back at Trump very strong. And you can see North Korea. Hello, D. North Korea is not even afraid of them. Look at how that man comes right back at them. Trump has threatened him several times about doing those bomb tests, and he's still firing those bombs off like he didn't hear nothing Trump said. You know, with Trump in office, it's like anything goes. Seriously, you don't know how he's going to be from one day to the next. Well, see, you know why we got so many coons? Because they think being a coon, you know, they're in on the winning side. See, they see the Caucasoid as the winning side of things, and it really isn't. It's really the destruction side of everything. You know, the beginning, I read that Trump had filed another bankruptcy just before he ran for president. And see, there's a reason why he don't want his finances released. He don't want it. And you know Russia was involved in him winning. We know that. And he knows it too. He doesn't want it out there. Yeah, too many are. I agree. Too many of our people are coons. That is the truth. He's hiding a lot of things, dark transmission. He's hiding a lot of things. This is why Trump is such a pathological liar. He's not a pathological liar for no reason. There's a lot of things in that man's closet he doesn't want revealed. I wouldn't be surprised at the beginning if they do have tapes on him. It wouldn't be shocking. Yeah. But you know what? This society actually makes it easy for a white male to get a gun and go shooting because they do everything they can in the legal system not to criminalize a white man. Hi, M. They do everything they can not to criminalize him. So what do you think he's going to do? All you need is one that's a little off balance with a gun, and they want to go on a killing spree. You know, these people, they get off on killing. We've seen this all throughout the history, even going back to the lynchings and burnings and all the heinous stuff they've done to our people. They have a blood lust for killing. Always have. Shoot, when we weren't even around them up in those caves, they were killing each other. This is just their nature. Yeah, I heard his speech. I can't listen to Trump. He makes my stomach turn. I read what he said, and I watched maybe 3 minutes of his speech, and I had to turn it off. I seriously can't watch that man. It's very difficult for me to watch him. You know what? The Black Lady of Chaos and Havoc, let them do it. Let them do it. I'm not crying over the fact that they killed each other. My issue with them is them keep pointing the finger at everybody else, talking about, you know, all black people are violent, like our violence matches theirs. Violence in the black community don't come nowhere near all of the violence they have been perpetuating in America since they've been here. We don't come close to it. But see, the problem is when they start talking about blacks are the most violent, we have not pushed back hard enough. And that's why they continue to say that shit to us. And that's really our fault. When they get on the roll talking about black violence, and then what made me laugh is a couple of them, when they came trolling me, talking about Chicago. Like Chicago is compared to 58 people getting shot and 500 people getting injured from one gunman. Like that is some comparison. Give me a break. It's no comparison at all. But this is the kind of ridiculous mess they want to say to black folks. It's no comparison at all. You know, and they have gotten away with this for far too long, ladies and gentlemen. They've gotten away with it for too long. And when they got on that blacks are the most violent, we should have put our foot down and started reminding them of their past and letting them know we didn't lynch thousands and thousands of white folks in this country. We didn't burn them alive. We have never mass shoot them. We didn't do all that shit. But look at all of their mass shooters and mass killers. you know, and you had that crazy guy that went into the movie theater and shot up the place, and he ended up, I think, killing a whole bunch of people and injuring like 70, almost 100 people. Give me a break. They got that kind of history. We don't have that. Yeah, they were kind of trying to compare the mass shooting to Chicago and black-on-black crime. Get the hell out of here. Even on a bad weekend in Chicago, it don't match what this guy went out there and did. Give me a break. Yeah, you damn right most mass shooters are white, Maestro K. Damn right. And it's said that most of those shootings ain't even done by black people. They believe those cops are going in there doing all those mass shootings in Chicago. And I believe that. It sounds like something they would do. I mean, and you're not even talking about thousands that they killed during Black Wall Street and burning down 68 black towns in America. But we're just as violent as them, but we have no track record like that. Black people don't have no track record like that in this country. You know, it's a bunch of bullshit. And like I said, we have put up with it for far too long. We should have been really pushing them back and giving them hell when they come talking all that violence crap. They have no right to get in anybody's face on this planet talking about how violent they are, and look at their track record. Give me a damn break. All right. You're right, the beginning. That's why they're dying out. The world no longer needs a racist. There is no need for them to even exist on the earth anymore. What use do we have going into the future with a racist? Get out of here. We don't need them like that. Yeah, you know, and what happened in Las Vegas is a plague. But, you know, be grateful they took it out on their own and a lot of black people weren't out there getting shot at. Because that, when I looked at that crowd was predominantly Caucasoids. I really didn't see that many of our people out there. I might have saw one in a picture, but that was it. I didn't see a lot. I wouldn't picture too many black people at a country western concert like that. Yeah, she just walked in. No, Black Lady of Chaos and Havoc, the devil eats his own vomit. That's what it should really say. The devil eats his own vomit. You know, this is amazing. But, you know, here we are. And the bottom line is, you know, no matter how bad they try to deflect on this, they can't put nothing that happened today on us. Nothing. Well, even country music, CJ, was stolen from us. That came from us. They didn't create country music. Black people did. All of it's ours. Every single different genre of music is ours. All of it's ours. Yeah, it would be nice, Craig Jarrett. But we know that's not going to happen. They'd rather burn out in the sun and die than go back to those caves. Yeah, there was one coon in the picture, Stan McGinnis. Yes, and I saw him too. Probably was there with some white woman. What can you say? Yes, that's right. J-Dog 88, it was stolen. That was actually our music. Just like rock and roll was ours too, and they stole that. This devil don't come up with nothing original. Are you kidding me? But yeah, every last one of them. Why are you bringing up race? Why are you bringing that up? You've been bringing up race for centuries. Okay? You know why? Because they knew this all reflected bad on them. But my point is, I wanted to let them know, you've been running around here talking about blacks are violent, but then just notice, every time you see any kind of violence where it involves shooting in the news, it's always some white face you see. It ain't our face. It's their face. And it just goes to show you can give these people white privilege. They can have every advantage, and they're still miserable and will go out here and mass shoot people and then turn the gun on themselves. And there's nothing you can do to cure that. You know what, Dark Star Transmissions? That is actually going to step up in the last days. You know why? Because they can't have children with their own women. Okay, they can't. And I think when we get closer and closer to the end, they're going to start trying to date black people in numbers you never seen before. You know, they can date other people, but it's our DNA that they really want because we have the strongest amount of melanin. See, right now they're trying to figure out ways to keep themselves here. It's going to fail, we know that, but, you know, they're going to try to use black people in the end, thinking it's going to save them. And I say don't save them. Unfortunately, you're not going to talk the coonettes and the coons out of being with them, but stay away from them. Today should let you see they are a cursed people, very cursed. CJ, I got two very large bottles of wine. I said, when something major jumps off, I'm going to pop them babies open. And I'm going to drink the hell out of those bottles. Yeah, well, they've been doing that for quite some time. Dark Transmission, Dark Star Transmission. When I grew up in Philadelphia, there was a black homeless man found in an abandoned house. And when the police found him, all of his organs were gone. And so somebody lured him into this abandoned house over in Philadelphia. And then when they got him in the house, they took everything, his organs, his eyes, they took everything, literally took everything out of his body and left his corpse in this abandoned house. Oh, well, you know, just sit back because these shootings are going to happen again. And you saw it got mostly them, and it will continue to be that way. Yeah. Yeah, well, if you remember, there was a group of mercenaries that were trying to take a whole bunch of Haitian children off of the island and got caught. But that's all they wanted those Haitian children for, organ harvesting. Speaking of that, they had Kanika Jenkins' funeral, I think, yesterday. You can see some of the pictures online. I believe they had her funeral yesterday because, you know, I saw some pictures of her mother in a church with a bunch of people. I think they said like 1,000 people showed up. Yeah, well, you know, there was a ring of them that got caught here in New Jersey, and they were Jews, and they were harvesting organs. Yeah, they are Edomites. You know, although they try to act like the Jews are something else, and Jews are white people. Okay? They are white people. Naomi, you know, honey, you know, you need to get your cave ass off of here. Nobody is interested in talking to you. Please get off of here. Let me block your ass. Thank you. That's the problem with these old cave bitches. They think they turn everybody on, and they really don't. Hi, Lala, 324. Now, see me, I love myself some Mugabe. Mugabe said, he pisses them off. Mugabe said, no black will go to jail for killing a white. I love him. Woo, now we can get the rest of those leaders over in Africa to do the same thing, then they can probably liberate Africa. Yeah, right. Definitely the drug plague, absolutely. That is definitely something that's taking them out by the thousands. You know, and the thing is, they're lowballing the number, the beginning, they are lowballing their number on how many are dying every day. Because let me tell you something, the people that are taking meth and dying, they're not even counting them in the drug number. So that just goes to show you how shady they are with revealing the real true numbers of people that are dying on drugs. They're never going to reveal the true numbers. Believe me, the number we're getting is way lower than what it really is. Oh, yeah, I know they made attempts on him. In fact, they're waiting for him to die because they think once he's gone, they're going to be able to go in there and colonize Zimbabwe, but they're not going to be able to do it because Mugabe already appointed people to take over Zimbabwe, and they already promised him they're going to continue to keep the whites out of there. So, you know, it's going to be a situation just like Fidel Castro. You know, America thought they were home free once he died, but if you paid attention to the news over the last few days, the American and the Canadian diplomats just left out of Cuba because somebody is attacking them and they don't know who's attacking the people. They're using some type of sonic technology, and a couple of the American diplomats have gone deaf, lost their hearing permanently, permanent hearing loss from something they're doing to those diplomats over in Cuba. And they just got them all out of there. But see, I love Mugabe. Not only did he run them out of there, he took their land, he took their businesses, he froze their bank accounts. He really screwed them over bad. So it's more than just the farmland. He not only took their farmland, he froze their bank accounts and took their money. You know, I wish he would do something to make it easy for, you know how Ghana and Benin offered land to black people if we came back to Africa? I wish Mugabe would offer something like that. I think if he did, I would seriously think about getting dual citizenship. I really would. Hi, Jalen. Angel to some trolls to others. Well, who's a troll? Yeah, he really has, CJ. He's let the world know he's not afraid. I cracked up one day. This was probably a couple of years ago. There was a video out there, and he was calling Tony Blair over there in the UK a fag. He said Tony Blair was a fag. Oh, my goodness. Well, he's not doing anything for Puerto Rico. You know, it's sad, but they learned the hard way about Trump. You know, they're learning what we have known, the black community has known for a long time about him. Well, first of all, I wish that when Nelson Mandela got out, one thing he did, he met with whites. When he took over that country, I wish he would have just put his people first. And he was still too concerned about the whites that were there in South Africa. And I think that's where he kind of went wrong. He should have put the South African black people first. After all the oppression that they went through, that was the least he could have done. Yeah, they're definitely, the chickens have definitely come home to roost for the Puerto Ricans, absolutely. No, you know, the U.S. Virgin Islands, Lala 324, Trump claims he's going to Puerto Rico tomorrow, and while he's there, he's going to stop over to the U.S. Virgin Islands. And from what I understand, the Virgin Islands aren't really doing that much better than Puerto Rico, but all of the publicity is on Puerto Rico. But they're struggling too. Yeah, I wouldn't be surprised. I mean, come on, look who the guards were. Look who all the guards were. Because they, Huey, Khalid, X, because they allowed the Caucasoids to go in there and colonize them. There are certain places that would not allow them to colonize. That's why they hate them. And that's the Ethiopians and the Somalians. If you notice, they always focus on the Somalians because, see, Somalia did not allow the Caucasoids to come in there and colonize them. Whenever they hate a country, go look at the history, and that's why they don't like them. And they're always, oh, well, the Somalians and the terrorists, and oh, my God. And then they tried to do that Black Hawk Down thing that turned into a disaster. Because when they every time they tried to go in there and colonize them, the natives in the land would kill the white people off and run them out. So they were never successful in colonizing certain places in South Africa. I mean, certain parts of Africa, they just could not colonize. Yeah, a lot of them are being killed, and many of them are living poor, side by side with the black people now. That, you know, since apartheid is over, many of them can't get jobs. They're not doing well in South Africa at all. Just maybe a few, not that many. But, you know, they're struggling with a drug problem in South Africa, too. Well, see, one thing they do have set up, J-Dog 88, blacks have to be employed first. They did set that kind of system up. That's the one advantage that black people have in South Africa now. And, in fact, you can watch some of the videos on that. Whenever there are jobs, it has to be offered to the black South Africans first. That's why so many of the white people that are in Africa are now unemployed. They need to just go back home where they came from. Oh, okay. Well, you know what? With all this stuff going on, that's the one thing we need to do. We need to put us first and not worry so much about everyone else. You know, we seize the opportunity to put things in place that's going to work for us, where we can do things separately, you know, and not just keep talking about it. We actually do it. You know, I like a lot of the ideas that Daryl has with the black spot. He wants to take it well beyond just the black spot. You know, he wants to take some of the earnings that he will make and buy up a whole bunch of land so that we can, you know, do housing and businesses. And I think that's an outstanding idea. You know, that's why I'm really strong in supporting him. Those are the kind of things that we got to focus on doing. Yeah, well, you know what, Kay, Gigney, we're valuable dead or alive. Seriously, we're the most valuable people dead or alive, and it's not just our melanin. I realize the melanin is 350 a gram. I've read about that. But just us in general, we are the most valuable people dead or alive on this earth. Yeah, I believe that too, Lala 324. I believe they are stealing our melanin, our organs, and anything else they can get their hands on. I mean, everything about, look, they're recessive beings. Everything about us is just so much better than them. It's a fact. And that's part of the reason why they are dying out, because they got some, they're recessive and they have some jacked up genetics. their genetics are failing. That's why they can't reproduce. I mean, it's a fact. Well, I think they should continue to protest. And, you know, as far as the NFL, I think they should continue to protest. And I hope if things don't improve and they keep killing us, that they eventually walk completely off the field and just shut down the NFL, because they can't run that sport without the black athletes at all, including the NBA. I mean, let's face it, if it wasn't for the black athlete, it would be no sport at all. Yeah, it's been low for some time. You know, I did a video on how they're going over to East Germany for surrogate mothers, the white couples, because they can't have children. And these are couples from America that are going to East Germany trying to get a surrogate to have their baby. They can't do it. You know, like I said, their genetics are just so screwed up now. They can't reproduce worth nothing. Yeah, well, Misner Park, I don't pay them any mind. You know, first of all, once you show me you don't have our best interest at heart, then I don't have theirs at heart either, so I don't pay them no mind. That's why they were firing at me this morning with all their, oh, how could you bring race into it? You're playing the race card. Oh, this guy didn't do this for racist reasons. Why are you trying to blame white people? I just erased all that stuff and didn't give it a second thought. I got all that trolling mess out of my comment section. And like I said, they all say the same thing. It's like listening to a skipped record. Yeah, they didn't get it from insects. They're not going to tell you the truth, Kay. I can tell you that right now. You're never going to get the truth. And they're so recessive, even if you give them our melanin, they have to keep going back and get more. Look at that, I think Marlena Biggs. She said she got to go every 3 months to her doctor to get more of those melanin injections, or she goes right back to her normal white skin. So she goes right back to being pale if she don't go there in 3 months. Now, you think she looks crazy. Even I think her boyfriend is getting the melanin injections. You should see how crazy he looks. Really? What did they build in Europe? Because if you're talking about a lot of those old structures there, a lot of that was put there by the Moors. Yeah, and you got to, and also the Mount Seir, the Caucasus Mountains, they're caves. All those caves, that's really their only monument on the earth. If you want to call that a monument, I don't really consider it one. I mean, everything they have in America, they got off the backs of black people. They didn't earn nothing. They didn't earn a damn thing here. All of it came from our ancestors, and they just completely took everything and cut us out of everything. Okay, they're gone. What impressive thing. They didn't build anything over there. You know, what do you expect? Because, you know, the beginning, because their lives are boring and they have nothing to do. And plus, you know, it goes back to the video I did on the slave codes. They think they have the right to show up wherever black people gather. And unfortunately, even in the cyber world, they think they have to come among us and be the slave overseer. They do it in person and they do it online. They think this is what they have to do. And they think it's their right to come and show up wherever black people gather. No, in fact, Kay, it's a good thing you brought that up. I did a video on that, how there are a lot of child-free European women now, more than ever before. Many of them never been married and never had children, and it's a lot of them over there in Europe now. Well, yeah, it almost drives them, Hughley, Khalid, X. It drives them crazy if they don't know what we're doing or what we're saying or what we think. Now, on one hand, they don't want you to have an opinion. They don't want black people to speak their minds. On the other hand, they want to know what you think. They always fear that we're plotting against them and we're going to come after them. So it's like, on one hand, they don't want you to say nothing, but on the other hand, they want to know what you're saying just in case you're plotting against them. It's crazy. I don't have time for that. And they wouldn't feel all that paranoia if they weren't doing everybody on this damn planet wrong. Well, I don't include them in nothing. I don't. And I will continue not to include them in anything. I do the opposite. I don't include them in nothing. And I don't feel bad about it at all. Well, you know what? The fact that they want our melanin and they want our body parts, that tells you right there they want to be us. They want to be us, period. And they just can't. But, you know, unfortunately, we have too many coons among us that are more than willing to invite them everywhere among our people. And that's a problem. I remember even when I was a teenager, we were having a cookout, just a bunch of us teens together, and we were just having a good time. Didn't one of the guys show up? Hey, my greatness inside of me. Shalom. We were having a cookout, and it was just a bunch of black teens, and it was summertime, and we were just getting together, having a good time and everything. And, all right, is there someone on the line? Is there someone on the line? Okay.